unaffiliated voters are a growing slice of the political pie in Monroe County. But who are they, and why did they make that choice? This is the first of two installments of their conversations with WXXI's James Brown.
May Abdullah is civic-minded. She's a Sudanese immigrant and an Arabic court interpreter. The mother of three also serves on the Rush Henrietta School District's Board of Education. She's also a part of a growing population in Monroe County. She has no political party.
And I thought about joining or like declaring myself like, okay, I'm a Democrat. I'm going to join the Democratic Party. But then I looked deeper in issues that pertain to me and important to me. And I didn't think the Democrats are doing enough.
Monroe County Board of Elections data shows that Abdullah isn't alone. The number of unaffiliated voters has been on a steady climb for much of the last two decades. There are a little more than 112,000 registered no-party voters locally. For comparison's sake, there are only 13,000 more registered Republicans in the county and nearly 200,000 Democrats. The numbers are similar statewide. The State Board of Elections says that 2.5 million voters are unaffiliated and 2.65 million voters are Republicans. There are 6.5 million registered Democrats. Timothy Nealon chairs the political science and history departments at Nazareth College. He says that unaffiliated voters can be the difference in highly contested races. Nealon says that they're more likely to see themselves as outsiders.
They're going to vote like the major parties, but they don't see themselves as being connected in any way culturally or historically with any major party. And they feel that by not endorsing a major party, they have more freedom.
For Abdullah, the choice came after careful consideration. Abdullah says that the Democrats break campaign promises too much. She also says they compromise on major issues like health care and the environment. Abdullah is a fan of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and was hoping for a left-leaning third major party to emerge in his image. But without that party, she shifted her focus to voting President Donald Trump out of office. And whether she likes it or not, she says she'll rely on the Democrats to get it done.
I think he needs to go, and I'm willing to compromise right now just to make sure that he doesn't get a second term.
Nealon says that many suburban voters like Abdullah have been angered by the Trump administration.
It's no longer the Republican Party of 2012. It's clearly the Trump Party now. It's been remade in his image, and the policies and the politics and, you know, this sort of vicious rhetoric clearly comes from the top on down.
For lifelong Republican Steve Reisenreeder, Trump was the final straw. The East Rochester resident says he's lost what little faith he had left in the party.
Basically, when they nominated Donald Trump to be president, I said, I can't. Even though I don't vote for you guys, I can't have that letter next to my name.
He works for a local nonprofit and calls himself very political. As an LGBTQ voter, Reisenreeder says his values are now in line with the Democrats, but he's not ready to commit just yet.
It feels like a very deliberate, I'm on your team, as opposed to just, you know, I support you because right now you're representing my interests, but you have to continue to earn my support.
James Brown, WXXI News.